First Kings seen from the perspective of the Gospel of the Water and the Spirit, Volume 3, Biblical Exposition and Sermons, Paul C. Jung. Please note the following. Scripture quotations used in this book are from the New King James Version, American Standard Version. This is a book that everyone must seek out and read now before the Antichrist appears. As this world is heading toward destruction, you must believe now. Preface. Dear readers, through this book, I wish to share with you the words of 1 Kings chapters 13 through 17. These words record the process that began with God's judgment on the false altar that Jeroboam had set up, and continued as the kings of northern Israel repeated the sin of Jeroboam, reaching at last the Baal worship of Ahab and Jezebel. In that dark age, God raised up Elijah, and even in the midst of drought and famine, he supplied the word of life and food. In all these events is contained an important truth that we must not change the word of God according to human thoughts, and that we must firmly keep the gospel of the water and the Spirit in our hearts and preach it. The faith that keeps the word of God to the end. In 1 Kings chapter 13, the man of God who came from Judah proclaimed God's judgment against the altar of Bethel. When Jeroboam stretched out his hand to seize him, that hand withered, and the altar was split apart, just as the word the man of God had proclaimed. Neither the king's authority nor a religious system made by man could stop the word of God. The word God has proclaimed is surely fulfilled even after a long time passes, and it does not change according to human power and wealth. The man of God refused Jeroboam's offer of a reward, saying that he would not go with him, even if he were given half of his royal palace. But on his way back, when the old prophet lied to him, by putting forward the name of God and the words of an angel, he accepted that word. He had overcome the king's threat and the temptation of wealth, but he failed to discern a lie that sounded religious, and he broke the command of God that he himself had directly received. In the end, he met a lion on the road and died. This shows that what matters is not only following the word well at first, but keeping it just as it is to the end. A person's position and long experience, special experiences, and the support of many people cannot become the standard of the truth. Nor does every word become the will of God just because the name of God is used. Every spiritual claim must be checked to see whether it agrees with the already written Word of God. The Gospel of the Water and the Spirit, 2, cannot be added to or taken away from according to human convenience and the currents of the times. Jesus took all the sins of humankind upon himself with the baptism he received from John the Baptist. And after shedding his blood and dying on the cross, he completed salvation by rising again from death. Jeroboam experienced the altar being split apart and his own hand withering and then being restored. Yet he did not cast away the golden calves he had made, the high places, and the false system of priests. He changed the order of sacrifice that God had established in order to protect his kingship. But that very thing became the cause that brought his dynasty to destruction. More important than having the problems of the flesh solved and experiencing amazing signs is believing exactly the word of salvation that God has established. In 1 Kings chapter 14, Jeroboam's wife concealed her appearance and went to the prophet Ahijah. She could deceive human eyes, but God knew both who she was and the purpose for which she had come. God made known the judgment that would come upon the house of Jeroboam and the death of his son. Jeroboam had received his kingship from God, but he made that kingship his own. And to keep it, he led the whole people of Israel into false faith. In southern Judah as well, the outward form of the Jerusalem temple and its sacrifices remained, but the hearts of the people inclined toward idols. As a result, Shishak, king of Egypt, attacked Jerusalem and carried away the treasures of the temple and of the royal palace. And the gold shield Solomon had made also disappeared. Rehoboam could not recover the gold shields, and he made bronze shields of a similar shape to take their place. The outward form was maintained, but the value and the essence had changed. The gospel of the water and the spirit and the religious teachings made by man can also sound similar on the outside. Even if they all speak of Jesus, the cross, and salvation, if the fact that Jesus took all the sins of humankind upon himself with the baptism he received from John the Baptist is left out, they cannot deliver complete salvation. Just as the gold shields could not be replaced with bronze shields, the gospel of the water and the Spirit, accomplished through Jesus, baptism, the blood of the cross, and the resurrection from death, cannot be replaced by human good deeds and religious efforts. In 1 Kings chapter 15, the kings of southern Judah and northern Israel appear in contrast with one another. Abijam did not follow God with a perfect heart like David's, but God remembered the promise he had given to David and left a lamp in Jerusalem. God's plan of salvation was not interrupted by the failures of human kings, and the line of David continued on toward Jesus Christ who was to come. Asa removed the idols and deposed Maacah, the queen mother, who had made an idol, and he acted rightly before God. But when he was threatened by Baasha of northern Israel, he sent the treasures of the temple and of the royal palace to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, and sought his help. Even though he had achieved the reform of casting away idols, before the problems of reality, he could still rely on the power of the world rather than on God's treasures. A believer must not exchange the value of the gospel of the water and the spirit for the world's methods in order to solve the problems before his eyes. In northern Israel, Baasha killed Nadab and destroyed the whole house of Jeroboam. With this, the word of God proclaimed concerning the house of Jeroboam was fulfilled. Yet although Baasha had become the instrument that judged the dynasty of Jeroboam, he followed, just as they were, the golden calves Jeroboam had made and his false system of sacrifice. Even if the names of kings and dynasties change, if the content of faith does not change, no true change has taken place. The gospel of life given in the midst of spiritual famine. In 1 Kings chapter 16, the kings of northern Israel go on killing one another and seizing the kingship. The house of Baasha was destroyed by Zimri, and Zimri died only 7 days after becoming king. Omri established a strong kingship and built Samaria, but before God, he acted more wickedly than the kings before him. Political success and outward achievements could not prove right faith before God. The golden calf worship that Jeroboam had begun continued, even as dynasties changed. And in the days of Ahab, it grew still worse into the worship of Baal and Asherah. Ahab married Jezebel and set up a temple and an altar for Baal in Samaria. The wrong faith that at first began as a small modification meant to protect the kingship developed, as time passed, into idolatry that completely replaced God with something else. Being joined with wrong faith blurs the center of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If we acknowledge other words of salvation alongside it, and add human deeds as a condition for washing away sin, the righteousness of God that Jesus has fulfilled cannot be fully revealed. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is the word of life that cannot be changed according to human desires and purposes. Believers must keep this gospel exactly without mixing it with other teachings. In the days of Ahab, Hiel of Bethel ignored God's warning and rebuilt Jericho. He lost his firstborn son when he laid the foundation of the city, and he lost his youngest son when he set up its gates. Though long years had passed, the word God had given through Joshua was fulfilled just as it was. In an age that takes the word of God lightly, not only kings and leaders, but also individuals and families come under its influence. In 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah proclaimed a drought to Ahab. In an era when people believed that Baal gave rain and abundance, God revealed who truly rules over nature, food, and life by causing the rain to cease. Famine came upon the land full of idolatry, but God led Elijah, who followed his word, to the brook Cherith and supplied him with food through ravens. After the brook Cherith dried up, God sent Elijah to a poor widow of Zarephath. The widow had only enough flour and oil left to make one meal, but she put the word of God ahead of the circumstances before her eyes. When she served Elijah by faith, the flour in the bin and the oil in the jar did not run out until the drought ended. The food of life that God gives is not cut off by human circumstances or by the famines of the world. The gospel of the water and the Spirit is the true food of life that souls dying in sin must eat. Whoever believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit believes the fact that all his sins were passed on to Jesus with the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist, and that Jesus bore those sins, shed his blood, and died on the cross, and then rose again from death, and thereby made him righteous. Jesus, baptism, the blood of the cross, and the resurrection from death are one complete salvation that cannot be divided from one another. When the son of the widow of Zarephath died, Elijah pleaded with God for the child. God heard Elijah's plea and brought the dead child back to life. The widow saw, beyond the grace of being supplied with food, the power of God, who rules over life and death. Baal and Asherah could not give abundance and life, but God gave unfailing food and brought even dead life back to life. Today as well, if the gospel of the water and the Spirit is not preached, people suffer spiritual famine, carrying sin in their hearts even while believing in Jesus. But whoever believes the word that Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist and took all sins upon himself, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and then rose again from death, is washed from all sins, and receives new life. This gospel is never exhausted, no matter how many people it is shared with. and it is sufficient to bring every soul in the world to life. Dear readers, the words of 1 Kings chapters 13 through 17 show us that we must not follow the Word of God only in part or mix it with the words of man. We must examine whether we are changing God's order of salvation for our own benefit, like Jeroboam, whether we are replacing the lost gold shields with bronze shields, like Rehoboam, and whether we are following the same wrong faith with only its name and outward form changed, like the kings of northern Israel. Through this book, I hope that you will firmly keep in your hearts the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which Jesus completed by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, and thereby taking all our sins upon himself, receiving the judgment of those sins on the cross, and rising again from death. The deeper the spiritual famine grows, the more clearly the gospel of life must be preached. I hope that all who believe in this gospel will live lives of faith that follow the word of God rather than the words of man, that do not compromise with other teachings, and that pass on the unfailing food of life to the next generation and to the whole world. The 1 Kings Biblical Exposition Series you are now listening to consists of 22 chapters and is divided into 4 volumes. This third volume covers 1 Kings chapters 13 through 17. The content is organized by topic and divided into 2 sections, Biblical Exposition and Sermon.